This Sunday evening, His Dark Materials, the popular trilogy of fantasy novelist Philip Pullman, comes to BBC One in an 8-part TV adaptation starring James McAvoy, Anne-Marie Duff and Ruth Wilson. But the heroine of the story, as fans will know, is 12-year-old Lyra, played by Daphne Keane, an orphan raised by the scholars of Oxford in a land strictly ruled by an authoritarian church known as the Magisterium. Dave Rudden has been watching the first episode for us and he joins me now in studio. This world is, in episode one, almost the world that we know it, but time is a little skewed, and also even the human, maybe not the human form, but the human form comes with a companion.
Yeah, it's sort of a cousin to our world. There's lots of recognisable geography and kind of people and places, but the big kind of cardinal difference is that the world is ruled over by the Magisterium, this kind of controlling church. And also humans have, each human has an animal companion, a kind of a spirit called a daemon. And this spirit represents you, sort of your, I guess, the literal soulmate. And it takes a form that sort of represents your personality. So
And it talks.
It talks and it's your confidant and companion. And every person is inextricably bound to them. So if they get hurt, you get hurt.
Okay, so this is based on, as I said, a trilogy of novels. Tell us a little bit about those. They came out about 2 years before the Harry Potter, and it's attractive to an adult audience, but also to a younger audience.
Yes, so the sort of towering middle grade icons of the late 90s, and particularly so it's my childhood, were Colfer, Rowling and Pullman. And Pullman is definitely the most dark and complex of the three. The three books are a demanding and sometimes unforgiving read. They're very dense, they're multiversal in scope, and they really challenge the idea of organised religion and tyranny. I've always loved them because they kind of stand as an exemplar of the fact that you can put anything in a book for kids as long as you treat your audience with respect. I think middle grade fiction, that era of fiction, is very much about that age between 8 to 12, 11 to 13, when you start to realise you're a separate person from your parents and you might not always be protected, and you sort of get your first glimpse into the adult world and these huge structures that might grind you up, basically.
So Lyra is really our guide, or the person we are most, I mean, she is the central character. So tell us about her origins and how she finds herself at Oxford and in episode one, leaving Oxford.
Yeah, so I won't give too much away about Lyra. In some respects, especially now that we're kind of like 20 years on and we've seen a lot of the books that Pullman would have inspired, she's in some ways your typical middle grade protagonist. She has a mysterious past. Her parents are presumed dead. But what I love about her is she's kind of a dose. She's not that, like Pullman really does, he writes really fascinating but not always likeable characters. And Lyra is brassy and determined, and is, instead of waiting for the plot to propel her, she will go out and look for adventure.
So she has an action hero uncle who brings her to Oxford and asks the scholars in Oxford to look after her.
Yeah, there's especially in the pilot, there's intimations of a much wider plot and the importance of Lyra on the world stage. But we're very much just following her, kind of doing what most kids want to do, which is find out about the world, find out about their origins, and be very annoyed when someone tells them they're too young, which is a big thing in the series.
So tell us about her uncle then. This is played by James McAvoy.
Yeah, so Lord Asriel is sort of adventurer, kind of quartermass, Indiana Jonesy type, who has been up north researching this mysterious substance called dust, which is the key to this big multiversal plot that will kind of bring him up against the Magisterium. And McAvoy plays him well. The film from 2006, 2007 is much maligned. And I think Daniel Craig was a much better fit for the role, because Daniel Craig is just a big wolf of a man, whereas James McAvoy's portrayal, you can kind of see him acting the whole time. Like, he's very sort of like, you know, now I will do a dramatic gesture and things like that. So he doesn't, I don't think he has the weight for it, but it's a really fascinating character.
But Dave, tell us about dust. Why is dust important? This isn't the thing that we have to brush away from our furniture.
Oh, how long have you got? So I won't go...
Only what we saw in the first episode. How is it introduced? Why is it something people don't talk about?
It's one of the most striking images of the pilot, where there's a photo taken under the Northern Lights of an adult and a kid, and the adult is caked in this glowing incandescent substance called dust, which is mentioned as being reviled and hated, whereas children don't have this dust. And there's the intimation, there's this city in the clouds, this glimpse into another world, and the Magisterium do not want us seeing that there are worlds out there they don't control.
Yes, that's a wonderful scene. So yeah, they're in a parlour in Oxford, and Astriel is showing them the slides he's done up at the Northern Lights, and suddenly you see this city coming out of the dust. It's a really great scene.
It's a real glimpse into the ambition of the series. Like, the pilot is a little bit by numbers, especially if you're familiar with the books, but there's so much scope there for the next four or five seasons that they go to.
Now, there's another very important character, and that's Miss Coulter.
Yes.
She's being played by Ruth Wilson. Tell us who the character is first, or what we know of her from episode one.
So we first meet Mrs. Coulter as a female academic in a very male academic world in Oxford. And she is someone that Lyra is immediately fascinated with because she's glamorous and she's sharp and she's travelled all across the world. She's kind of what Lyra wants to be. But there is a dark aspect to Mrs. Coulter that will be unveiled over the series. I was very reminded of Snape in the films. Alan Rickman, when he played Severus Snape, was one of the few people who knew how the books were going to end, so we could play that from the very start. And from the moment you see Ruth Wilson, you know this is going to be the fixture character, the one you can't take your eyes off for the rest of the show.
So adapting these novels must have been quite a task. Who's the team involved?
So the team involved are, I'm not 100% sure who is. I know
the screenwriter is Jack Thorne.
Yes, Jack Thorne is writing it, and it's BBC One. And it's an interesting one to adapt. I did enjoy the pilot, but I did feel a little bit like they didn't take a lot of chances. They were burned before with the film in 2006 that really just didn't sit well with fans because it was a competently put together film, but just not a Philip Pullman story. So you get the sense that the team are really not taking chances with this. It's very kind of by the book.
Oxford is, it's very much in our first episode. I mean, we're in Oxford all the time. Knowing the books, I know you haven't seen that many episodes of the series. How much is based in Oxford?
So they really move from Oxford in the, Oxford is the setting for the first episode, but the scope of the series, even in the first season, if the first season is just an adaptation of the first book, we're going to get to see some incredible landscapes up north. There are colonies of talking, fighting bears, there are witches. It has huge, huge scope and imagination.
So as we were saying, at the beginning of the novel, James McAvoy, who is playing Lord Astriel, he comes to Oxford with baby Lyra, and he asks the master to look after Lyra. And here's a clip.
Open the bloody door!
What in the world?
This is Lyra and Pantalaimon.
Asriel,
I hereby invoke the privilege of Scholastic Sanctuary.
Scholastic Sanctuary? Jordan College is a place of learning. It's not suitable for a child.
Outside of the college, she is not safe. I have no choice.
I have no choice. You keep her safe.
I thought that was a fantastic scene. James McAvoy is wading through water,
yeah,
and then the master of the college opens the door. He's played by Clark Peters, that people would know from The Wire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting, just the repetition of that line, I had no choice. The series is very much about choice and about the idea that we should have the freedom to do what we want and go where we want. Even the idea of Scholastic Sanctuary in Oxford, they're sort of calcified because they don't want to look too close into certain things because it will bring the Magisterium down on their heads, whereas Azrael is a pioneer and wants to challenge all of that while being quite, like, he's no Sirius Black, like, he's quite a dislikable, impatient, irritated character with some very good jumpers, it must be said. But there is a sense in this show that this isn't Harry Potter, where the adults have lots of time for the kid characters. Very much they all have their own quests and paths, and children can very easily fall under their feet.
And in his series, was Pullman taking on the church? Because the magisterium, which is seen as this very authoritarian, cruel church, was he pointing at the Catholic Church, do you think, or did the Catholic Church think he was?
I mean, the books were banned in a lot of places. According to Pullman, he was taking on the idea of organized religion that stifles thought and creativity and innovation. He wasn't pointing... The books themselves, he kind of thought, were a retelling of... A retelling of Paradise Lost. But they do divert from that quite quickly as well. So I think he's taking a kind of a shot at any culture or organisation that tries to stifle people being themselves.
So you spoke about Ruth Wilson, and she plays Mrs. Coulter. And we've got a scene here, Daphne Keane, who's playing Lyra. This is where Lyra and Mrs. Coulter meet for the first time.
You are quite something, aren't you? I'm surprised Asriel doesn't talk about you more.
You know my uncle?
Oh, yeah, we occasionally bump into each other at the Arctic Institute.
You're an explorer too?
Oh, it's such a grand word. But yes, I suppose I am.
Have you ever seen an armored bear? Or tortoise?
Well, I've negotiated with bears. It's much more tiresome than it sounds. I've fought Tartars, and that can actually be quite fun. Does this really interest you? I am capable of being quite boring sometimes.
No. When the North is concerned, you could never bore me.
Well, my favourite moment is early morning when the sky is high and the land seems endless.
You want to scream at Lyra to keep away from her. That's Daphne Keane as Lyra and Ruth Wilson as Mrs. Coulter. So you said that it had that feel of a pilot off it, that maybe it was too pristine or something.
Yeah, I mean, it has a little bit of what I call pilotitis, where it's a little bit too hand-holdy and a little bit too, you know, are you sure you're getting this? I mean, this is a show that I really feel intends to be around for a while. It takes a lot of its visual cues from Game of Thrones, especially in terms of the intro. And I felt that obviously a lot of these problems that I had are problems that could be fixed later on in episodes, but I feel it reminded me a little bit of the new Star Wars films, where they weren't taking any chances. So particularly the demons, which are the kind of the standout idea of these animal spirits, are the standout idea of the series of books, and they're kind of treated a bit like an afterthought. So I would have liked more focus on that, but I will keep watching. I think that's the thing. I was kind of...
Seven more episodes, Dave.
Yeah, yes. I can give it seven more episodes.
Dave Rudden, thank you. His Dark Materials begins on BBC One at 9 p.m. this Sunday, the 3rd of November.